لقد أثبتت الوحدة الفنلندية منذ بدء مشاركتها في اليونيفيل.
The Finnish contingent showed a sincere and firm commitment to the values of friendship and affection between the Lebanese and the Finnish people. This humanitarian aspect is paralleled by the professionalism and discipline displayed by Finnish personnel when performing their tasks in coordination with the Lebanese army under Resolution 1701 and its provisions.
That's the Lebanese Armed Forces South Litani Sector Commander Brigadier General Maroun Al-Kubayati speaking during ceremony inaugurating the renovation of an operations building in the South Litani Sector Command. A briefing and conference room for Army Intelligence in Tier was also renovated as part of the project. This support came from UNIFIL's Finnish peacekeepers as part of the mission's efforts to support the Lebanese armed forces. More details about this project will come in the next few minutes. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. UNIFIL is in South Lebanon to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701, and part of its mandate is to support the Lebanese armed forces operating in the area. Cooperation is crucial between the army and UNIFIL to achieve common goals of peace and stability. Keeping the Lebanese armed forces strong means that they can continue their work and even intensify their presence and their work to maintain stability along the Blue Line and throughout UNIFIL's area of operations in South Lebanon. Brigadier General Maroun Al-Kubayati represented Lebanese Armed Forces Commander General Joseph Aoun at the inauguration ceremony for the renovation project, which was also attended by Lieutenant Colonel Jenni Riionen, commanding officer of the Finnish contingent. General Kubayati said this project will improve the working and living conditions of the LAF personnel.
In the operational field, renovating one of the South Litani Sector Command buildings is a step forward that will enhance the Army's capabilities and contribute to decision-making and operational rapid response mechanisms in the sector to ensure speedy and accurate responses. In the security field, the renovation of a briefing room in the Tyre Security Office is a step forward for the planning of our missions and the assessment of security conditions.
UNIFIL Lebanese Armed Forces cooperation is at the core of the peacekeeping mission's mandate under Security Council Resolution 1701. Peacekeepers work closely with their Lebanese Armed Forces counterparts every day. Their operational activities, including patrols, are coordinated. The Army is informed of activities even when peacekeepers are patrolling on their own. During the inauguration ceremony, Finnish commanding officer Lieutenant Colonel Jenni Riionen stressed that his contingent does its best every day to implement UNIFIL's mandate by supporting the Lebanese armed forces and the local population while working towards a safe and secure environment.
Serving here in UNIFIL on a daily basis feels more secure since we know that our brothers in arms, you, distinguished soldiers in Lebanese armed forces, are always standing with us. For this reason, the least we can do is support your soldiers in having the best possible conditions in their daily lives. During these hard times in Lebanon, the main focus of these mimic projects is shifting to the basic needs of soldiers.
The project
was
two parts. The first part was
Yes.
The renovation of the Salas
operational
secretariat.
All offices and
all
able
offices
to
come, yeah. They all now are combined in the same building.
Yeah.
UNIFIL is striving to support the Lebanese Armed Forces, its strategic partner, through the unprecedented economic and social crisis. Lieutenant Colonel Riionen reaffirmed UNIFIL's and the Finnish contingent's ongoing support to the LAF.
Projects are always prepared in a good spirit and in close cooperation with Lebanese armed forces. Finnish contingent's goal now and in the future is to try to support the Lebanese armed forces according to their justified needs within the limits set by the Finnish government for the mimic operations. I personally believe that projects like these have a positive impact on soldier service motivation, and they eventually help us to achieve the goals defined for the UNIFIL as together.
The current economic situation that the country is facing has created hardship, and neither the armed forces nor the individual soldiers who form it have been spared. The worsening situation could have a negative impact on the army's ability to perform their tasks in South Lebanon in coordination with UNIFIL. That's why last year with Resolution 2591, the Security Council requested UNIFIL to take temporary and special measures to assist the Lebanese armed forces with food, fuel, medicine, and logistical support. This support has been extended this year again for a further 6 months with Resolution 2650.
We do for everything. It's a small gift from the left. It's the emblem of our army. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The strong relationship between UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces is a benefit to both and has proven effective in maintaining peace and security in the south for the past 16 years. In his comments, Brigadier General Maroun Al-Kubayati underlined the strong bonds that join the Finnish contingent with the people in South Lebanon. He also reaffirmed the value of the continued and effective cooperation between the Lebanese armed forces and UNIFIL in the south.
It is not surprising, then, that this contingent is loved by the Lebanese in general and the southerners in particular. In conclusion, we can only confirm our eagerness to continue this fruitful cooperation with the Finnish contingent, and we treasure its valuable initiatives to support the army and the southerners. We look forward to strengthening that relationship in the future.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.